little after six. I wonder if Robbie's awake, too.
I doubt it.
On his wedding day?
Men are different, honey. They get excited at the last minute. Well, another few hours, my daughter will be Mrs. Robert Douglas. I can't quite believe it.
I can. I bet you're wrong about Robbie. I bet he's been staring at the ceiling for hours, just like I have.
How do you look in your wedding dress, Katie?
Oh, just wonderful, Grandma. I'm sure Robbie's up now. I think I'll call him.
No. I mean, it's bad luck. Please humor me on this, Katie. Let's have nothing but wonderful fortune on your wedding day.
All right. But I know he's twice as excited as I am. What do you think, Mrs. Miller?
I think it's fine, Judy. Is your photographer friend all set?
Yes. I said he could have free rein, except he mustn't lie on his back in front of the altar to get one of those psychedelic shots of his.
Did Annie's idiot singer learn the words to I Love You Truly?
Yes, Mother, the music's all set. Well, believe it or not, we'll be leaving for the church in just about 2 hours.
Oh.
How does Robbie feel about all this morning, Katie?
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to him, but... Well, how can anyone feel on his wedding day?
No. Boy. Robbie! Boy! Boy! Rob! Boy! Boy! Rob!
Did Dad holler just now?
I don't know. Hey!
Hey, yeah! This is terrible.
Yeah, we overslept.
Of course, it was Sunday.
Well, I'm glad somebody finally realized that. Robbie!
Boy, maybe Tram came home and nobody was up to let him in.
Hey, fellas, Rob, get out of bed.
What? Adam, I'm late for school.
Late for school? If you don't get up, you're going to be late for your wedding. Get out of there.
My wedding? My wedding?
Didn't come back. That ain't the point. You guys are supposed to be working a wedding in a couple of hours.
Oh, no.
Man.
Come on, just don't stand there making noises. Get upstairs and take your showers and get into those monkey suits we rented last night. Go on. I'm too old for all of this.
Annie, you run Mother over to the church in a little while, will you? And, girls, go on out to the car. I'll meet you there.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Katie, come here to me.
You'll be having people hound you and kiss you after the wedding, and I'm just too old to fight it. So I'll be talking to you now. Now, when you walk down that aisle, you stand up straight and keep your chin up high. And keep your stomach tucked in tight so it doesn't rumble. Now, you'll be carrying something old that I wore when I was married to Chester. Your grandfather. So? Well, if there's anything I can't stand, it's a blubbering woman.
I understand, Grandma. I'll bet that wherever Grandpa is, he'll be seeing you the way you looked on your wedding day.
But don't stand there like a lot of ninnies. You've got a wedding to get.
Okay. Bye-bye. 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 Be careful of you, Grandma. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
They're dark green.
Then wear your brown suit.
To my son's wedding?
Well, here, wear these. They're black.
Oh, fine. Yeah. They're wet.
Well, you can't have everything.
I suppose you know you're not wearing any pants.
Sure, I know I'm not wearing any pants. I sat on a jelly donut some knockhead put on a chair. Hey, Chip, I got a shirt down here for you.
Hey, can anybody figure out how to tie one? Again?
Hmm? Oh. Here, hold those.
The where?
Yeah, well, just the black ones. Wait, I know.
Boy, Dad, can't people find seats in the church without me hauling them around?
Ernie, it's just a formality. You ask the people whether they're friends of the bride or the groom, and then you present your arm and take them to their seats. It's as simple as that.
Do I get a flashlight like they do for movies?
Sure, you just present your arm.
Dad, where's the ring? I have to practice getting it out of my pocket without tearing something.
Well, Robbie's got the ring, and don't worry about it. And hurry.
Hey, Robbie.
Later.
What am I, your butler? Here. And whoever put that jelly donut on the kitchen chair is going to hear from me when I'm not so breathless.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, will you practice walking down the aisle with me?
Later.
Boy, if any of my friends see me in this dumb suit hauling ladies down the aisle, I'm going to get creamed.
Honest, Ernie, you and your little kid problems. I actually have to stand up there and hand Robbie the ring, like they do in the movies. And I got clumsy fingers. Guys with clumsy fingers always drop the ring, or lose it, or can't find it in the first place. Brother.
What do you think, Mama?
It's fine, darling. Leave it just the way it is. Now, do you have something old, something borrowed, and something blue?
Yes, one from Grandma and each of the girls.
Has anyone arrived yet?
Well, not yet, but it won't be long now.
Has anyone seen Robbie?
Oh, who's had time? He's probably down the hall in that room with a groom sweated out.
And don't you try to see him. I'm not superstitious, but I don't believe in taking any chances either.
I won't. Makes me feel good to know he's just a few feet away.
Dad! Hey, Dad, oh! These suspenders were made for a giant.
Well, they're adjustable, Robbie. Just pull up on this brass knob.
Oh, where are those?
Well, they're my socks. I tried to dry them out in the bathroom heater, and I got them overdone, I guess.
Oh, hey, I've got some black socks in my room. Come
on. Oh, good. Rob?
What?
This is your room.
My room.
Are you a friend of the groom?
I won't be if he don't get down here. Robbie, Steve.
Come on, Uncle Charlie. Help me practice.
Okay. I'm a friend of the groom. What are you going to do about it?
Grab my arm, lady.
No, you don't say grab my arm, lady. You just stick out your arm and she goes where you go. They've been around. They know what you're sticking your arm out for. Hey, Steve, are you coming to that church or do you want us to bring it to you? Hey, what are you doing?
Uncle Charlie, say the ring, please.
All right, the ring, please. What are you trying to do, outdraw the preacher?
No, but two times out of three, I get my fingers hung up in that little pocket. You watched me wreck the whole wedding.
Dad, give me a hand, please. Oh. Charlie, don't tell us we're late. We know.
Dad, am I supposed to have the marriage license with me? Because if I am, forget it.
No, Kitty's mother has that. I think. Well, what are we all standing around for?
Oh, I thought it would be nice if we got all dressed up and played pot cheesy.
Oh, come on.
Come on, you guys, get going. Come on.
Dad, Trent didn't come back yet.
Well, we'll have to look for him after your brother gets married, Ernie. Come on.
Hey, if you can't find it in your pocket, why don't you stick it on your finger? Can't lose your finger.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys, get going. Well, go on, get out of here. Come on.
From the bride and her party.
Oh, how is she? Is she scared or anything?
My dear young man, women thrive on being nervous at weddings, but somehow they never show it. But we, on the other hand, perspire freely, and the whole world knows about it. But fortunately, the world also thinks it's sort of cute to see you and me and the best man on the verge of collapse.
I'm going to be so cute when my heart jumps out of my chest and rolls down the aisle.
Well, just tell them that we're doing as well as could be expected, Eldon. And tell Katie I envy you being the man to give her away.
That's what elderly cousins are for. Any messages?
Oh, yes. Tell her
I'll tell her.
Okay. Rob.
Oh.
You look beautiful, Katie.
I thank you.
Katie?
Yes? Did you see Robbie?
Yes, and he sends his love.
Tell me his exact words.
He said, tell Katie that this day is the culmination of all my dreams, and that in her I see beauty and warmth.
Nice try, Cousin Eldon.
Well, he attempted to say that.
Is the church full, Eldon?
Just about. You'd better get down there, Lorraine.
I don't have to say it, do I, honey?
No, Mama. I know.
Hey, you both look great. Now, I guess I'd better get out there. Rob? Well, you know how I feel. Good luck.
Dad, thanks for, for everything. Yeah. That leaves us all alone here.
Yeah.
Chip, have you got the ring?
Sure.
Oh, good. Rob?
Hmm?
I guess you ought to know. I wouldn't go through all this for anybody else in the whole world. I feel like I'm gonna croak or something.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I can do it for you someday, Chip.
I better sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Guy, is that the wedding march?
It sure ain't mares, he dotes.
Mares and
dearly beloved, we are assembled here in the presence of God to join this man and this woman in holy marriage, which is instituted by God, regulated by his commandment. As thou hast brought them together by thy providence, sanctify them by thy spirit. Robert, wilt thou have this woman to be thy wife? And wilt thou pledge thy troth to her in all love and honor, in all duty and service, in all faith and tenderness, to live with her and cherish her according to the ordinance of God in the holy bond of marriage?
I will.
Kathleen, wilt thou have this man to be thy husband, and wilt thou pledge thy troth to him in all love and honor, in all duty and service, in all faith and tenderness, to live with him and cherish him according to the ordinance of God in the holy bond of marriage?
I will.
Repeat after me. I, Robert Douglas, take thee, Kathleen Miller, to be my wedded wife.
I, Robert Douglas, take thee, Kathleen Miller, to be my wedded wife.
I, Kathleen Miller, take thee, Robert Douglas, to be my wedded husband.
I, Kathleen Miller, take thee, Robert Douglas, to be my wedded husband.
The ring, please. This ring I give thee in token and pledge of our constant faith and abiding love.
This ring I give thee in token and pledge of our constant faith and abiding love.
Taking off any minute.
I'm doing it as fast as I can. In my day, we used to paint it right on the car. Just married, newlyweds, Niagara Falls or bust. All kinds of great stuff.
I don't understand the whole procedure.
Tradition. You tie tin cans and signs all over the car so everybody know they're newlyweds.
Why?
Why? Because everybody does it. That's why.
Jeff, I think all of this is evidence of a generation gap.
Maybe Ernie's right. It is kind of goofy hanging tin cans on a guy's car.
There we are.
Uncle Charlie, you sure you want me to tie these tin cans on Robbie's car?
Absolutely. Let's get out of here before this little squirt and his logic take all the fun out of getting married. About you folks, but I've had it. Thanks for hanging around and cleaning up the mess, Lorraine. You're a good kid.
Well, if the guests had been willing to fly to St. Louis, we could have had the reception at the home of the bride.
Good night.
Night, Charlie.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Steve.
Well, that's it, Steve. They're born, they grow up, and they're gone. All in a few days.
Well, I'm sure all parents say that about their children when they get married. You still hungry?
No. Just thought I'd take a few wishes to sleep on.
Oh, if you go to sleep, why don't you better put it on a saucer? You'll be more comfortable. Here,
thanks, Steve.
What are you going to wish?
Well, let's just put it this way. If you don't send me a wire at the first sign of a grandchild, I shall never speak to you again.
I'll run you over to your mother's.
Oh, no, thanks, Steve. I have a car, and besides, if you don't mind, I think I kind of like to be alone. I'm just beginning to realize that mothers do a lot of silly crying at times like these.
Well.
Don't look so surprised. We're kissing relatives now. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, come to think of it, neither would I.
Thank you, Steve. Good night.
Good night, Lorraine.
Doing in here?
Oh, I don't really know, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I do. You're a father and you just had a kid get married, so you come to stare at this room. You don't have to apologize for a thing like that.
It's going to be a little more quiet around here now, Charlie.
Yeah, for about 2 weeks. You forgetting he'll be moving in here with Katie?
Yeah, I guess I did forget for a minute.
Yeah, well, I didn't. It's going to be noisier than ever. Women do a lot of screaming at mice, you know. Well, good night, Steve.
I'm going to bed, too.
You know, I guess you're right. He did turn into a man awful fast, didn't he?
What could be as nice as an hour with my three sons? How about an hour with three daughters?
Sure.
Stay tuned for Bobby Joe, Betty Joe, Billy Joe, and everyone at the Shady Rest Hotel on Petticoat Junction as TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning continues. ¶¶